Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering recognition of prior learning for real estate qualifications, what it is, who it suits, and how the process actually works.
This one's for anyone who's spent years working in property and is now staring at a full qualification thinking, do I really need to sit through all of this from the beginning?
And the honest answer is, you might not have to. RPL is a formal way to have your existing skills and on-the-job experience counted toward a nationally recognised qualification.
Not a workaround, though. The article is clear it's a real assessment process.
Exactly. An assessor checks what you already know and can do against the units of competency in the qualification. Where your experience already meets a unit, you get credit for it. You don't study that unit again.
So the qualification you end up with is the same one as anyone who studied it the traditional way.
Identical. Same nationally recognised qualification under the Australian Qualifications Framework. Same certificate, issued by Archer Institute as a registered training organisation, RTO 45020. The route is different, the outcome is not.
Okay, so who is this actually for? Because it's clearly not for someone fresh out of school wanting to get into real estate.
No. RPL is for people who already have something to recognise. The article outlines a few groups. First, experienced agents who've been in the industry for years but never got the formal paper behind them.
That happens a lot. Someone's been doing the job, running listings, managing clients, they just never formalised it.
Then there are people moving interstate, already licensed in one state, wanting to convert that experience into recognition in another. That often works alongside mutual recognition rather than replacing it.
What about people coming from related fields?
The article specifically mentions property management, finance and lending, conveyancing and legal work. A lot of the underlying skills carry across, and returners too. People who held a license before, stepped away and are now coming back.
So the common thread is you've got experience, you just need a formal way to show it.
And the evidence to back it up. That's really where RPL stands or falls.
Walk me through what the process actually looks like.
It starts with a conversation about your background. From there, there's a gap analysis, which is a review of your experience against the units in the qualification. It tells you which units your experience is likely to cover and which ones you might still need to study.
So you're not going in blind. You find out upfront exactly where you stand.
Right. Then you gather your evidence. The assessor reviews it, may ask follow-up questions or set short tasks to confirm your competence. Where the evidence is strong, the unit is recognised. Where there's a gap, you cover just that part through study.
So it's a genuinely tailored path. You're not repeating what you already know.
Less repetition, same qualification. That's the practical value.
What kind of evidence do you actually need to pull together?
Your work history, a current position description showing the scope of what you do, samples of actual work you've produced, things like listings, agreements, reports, or correspondence, with any private details handled appropriately, references or statements from employers, supervisors, or licensees, certificates or transcripts from any previous training, and written or verbal answers to an assessor's questions.
That's a range of things, but they're all documents a working agent would actually have sitting around.
And the article makes the point clearly. A good RPL service tells you exactly what counts before you start gathering. You're not figuring it out alone.
Which qualifications does this apply to at Archer Institute?
The Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, that's CPP 41419, and the Diploma. So whether you're working toward an agent license or toward agency ownership or management, RPL could apply to your units.
There's a distinction the article draws that's worth being clear on between the qualification side and the licensing side.
Yes, and it matters. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license. RPL sits on the qualification side. It can speed up how you earn the qualification, but you still deal with the licensing requirements through your state authority separately.
So New South Wales Fair Trading, Queensland Office of Fair Trading, Consumer Affairs Victoria, ACT Access Canberra, depending on where you are.
Always check with them directly on the current licensing requirements. For someone listening right now, what's the single most useful next step? Have your background assessed before you assume you're starting from scratch. The article's point is direct. The worst thing to do is assume you have to cover everything when you may well not.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and it goes into more detail on each stage of the process, with links through to the specific pathways.
And if you'd rather talk it through, Archer Institute has an Australian-based team you can call on 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised, online, self-paced training with real support behind it.
If the experience is already there, it's worth finding out what it's actually worth towards your qualification.